Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797. Wow, what a time to be a Detroit sports fan. And look, some feedback coming in here. And this question, I don't know. I mean, look, we're all kind of hanging on the edge of our seat and can't wait for this Tiger postseason appearance. We get the following. Are you too worried that the Tigers just dropped 2-3 to the White Sox going into the playoffs? Why or why not? I'm mostly not worried. And the reason I'm not worried is because AJ Hinch made it clear yesterday that it didn't matter to them, Baltimore or Houston, and they weren't going to take up any energy trying to win that game to get a matchup. They have just come off a good series win over Baltimore. In fact, two series wins over Baltimore, one in Detroit and one in Baltimore. But Baltimore's getting healthier and probably be a better team in the postseason. And if they're perfectly fine going to Houston, then, and that's what they said they were. I mean, when their pitching plan Sunday included, hey, if we have to go to a fourth pitcher, we're going to McKinstry. Translation, this game, we're going to try to win with the guys we have out there playing, but it's not particularly important. So that's why. I mean, the White Sox are so dreadful, like historically dreadful, it's hard for me to dismiss losing to the White Sox. And, you know, the you don't want the carrots to turn into a pumpkin, but the bottom line here is I think AJ sent the message that they don't care. And it's all about the business of winning this baseball game tomorrow because they don't do anything else. They just focus on the game, the one game in front of them.
And he let everybody know last week that this was that the plan was to not overtax this team, that we're not going to use Skubal. We weren't going to unless they needed the game to get in, they weren't going to use them. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to use him. And he said specifically he didn't care about seeding. They weren't going to do things because of seeding. Now, do the Tigers have an advantage at all because they're playing against Houston and that's where AJ Hinch managed for years?
Why would that be an advantage?
Just having the lay of the land and knowing just the area and trying to get everybody settled in, like, hey, look, this isn't really foreign territory. I was here for years. We can make this comfortable. We know what it's like. I know what the clubhouse is like and all this. Maybe just on the smallest of scales that's something that they're not going to be intimidated by this moment because, hey, we've been here. Or I've been here anyway. Let's make us all feel comfortable, get out there. And it's also a team that they have beaten. All right, they didn't get swept by Houston. They won a couple games against the Astros. But no matter who you faced, it's not going to be easy. Nothing's a cakewalk. But what they can do more than any other team in baseball is say, we're the best team in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. We lost two to the White Sox. Who cares? Those are throwaway games. Literally, players are probably wasted still on Saturday when they played.
Probably.
Not really wasted, but hungover. I'm sure a couple of those guys were probably got after it a little bit harder than others on Friday night. So I don't care. They lost on Saturday and Sunday's game, you know, they kind of sleepwalk and then they bases loaded, Carpenter hits the grand slam and a place erupts and it's great. And you know, they missed our opportunities and yeah, they didn't put their best foot forward with having Maeda pitch and it didn't matter. I don't care. What I care about is getting ready. Take that game on Tuesday with the best pitcher in baseball, go out and shut them down. Do enough offensively to win, have a 1-0 series lead going into game two, and let's see what they do.
Yeah, I'm not, mostly I'm dismissive of it. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line here is you prefer that they never lose ever.
Well, of course, yes. And this being, because it's a best of three series, it's all hands on deck for every game.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the pitching staff that the Tigers have for an all hands on deck in a 3-game series. Mm-hmm. Love it. I mean, the combinations that you can go out there and bring guys out to pitch in a single inning if it's just gonna be single inning stuff. Jackson Jobe, who's so exciting. I know he's just a rookie. I know he's only got 4 innings under his belt, but somebody can throw triple digits and completely wipe a team out quickly like that. And then you can bring in Casey Mize for an inning if you want to. And he can ramp up that high fastball too. And then of course we know what we've seen from Foley and from Holton and from the rest of them. I really like what they can do in a 3-game series. In a 5-game series, best of 5 or best of 7, it's different because it's stretched out longer, and then you don't have that as much flexibility.
A little bit of disappointing news in that none of the games are on TNT or TBS or whoever used to carry games. So I'm not sure we're going to get Buck Martinez.
Oh.
Yeah. Tigers are on over-the-air television. They're on ABC.
But it's not Benetti.
It's not Benetti, no. But
it's not Dan Dickerson. Well, we get Dan Dickerson on the radio.
Yes. And certainly, I guess we get the early games, right? We're 2:30 every day. And I don't know that sits great with the Detroit fan base. I mean, it's sometimes bosses are cool about giving people an afternoon off. Are bosses giving three afternoons off? Are they allowing for streaming of the game at work? I mean, how is this going to work? Because it creates some challenges in terms of productivity with local businesses.
What? Well, you could just work remotely from 24 Seconds Bar and Grill. They'll be open at 2:00 to accommodate the Tiger crowds. You could do that.
Sure, a lot of places are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks makes for good scenic views. Makes for a good place to watch the game. 248-539-9797. Yeah, just an incredible, incredible run. And now, look, the funny thing is, we talk about logic and how a lot of this defies a lot of baseball logic. Kang, you brought up off the air that no team with metrics like this, like without a 100 RBI guy or
75 or something like that, RBIs, like without guys over 25 home runs.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Just offensive a player batting over a certain average. They have none of that offensively.
They have one guy with over 20 home runs.
Yep.
It's Riley Green. Mm-hmm. And one guy with over 70 runs driven in, it's Riley Green mm-hmm. with 74.
Yep.
They have nobody hit 300 this year.
Bam.
Kerry Carpenter led the way with a .284 batting average. But
on paper.
On paper. And then and then you go for who had above average OPS. Matt Vierling, Parker Meadows, Riley Green, and Kerry Carpenter. And Kerry Carpenter was special with a .932 OPS.
Yeah. So, you know, but logic would dictate that the Tigers have to win game one.
I kind of feel like they have to win game one. I think game one's a must win.
I mean, so we're talking about Scooble here getting the baseball in the biggest of stages, right? Postseason, game one, kind of have to win it. Get that first game, and yet I swear I throw logic out with this group. I think they have something about their makeup where they are unfazed, completely unfazed. And you know, we hear this saying a lot in sports, and I think it might apply to this Tiger team. They truly, truly have that, honestly, just happy to be here look. Now, sometimes when years pass, you go, well, the first time we went, we were just happy to be there. But I don't know that doesn't work for this group. And what I mean by that is they're kind of a house money group right now that mm-hmm. feels no pressure. How these young kids down the stretch didn't seem to cave under the pressure, because they didn't cave at all.
No.
They took the pressure and they either rechanneled it or whatever. Whether it was brilliance of AJ or just these guys are immune to it. I think being just happy to be there can work in your favor as well, because they're going to go out and do what they've been doing. Worry about this game, this next pitch, this next inning. And all those cliches that they keep using over and over again so much that you're starting to believe that that's exactly some of the secret sauce.
You know who led the Tigers in games played this year?
Wow. Colt Keith,
with 148 games played, led the Tigers in games played over Matt Vierling, who would have been my guess, at 144. Riley Green, 137. I mean, McKinstry at 118.
McKinstry was the first name that popped into my head.
Wenzel Perez played 112 games for the Tigers this year.
It's incredible.
That's more than Torkelson played
mm-hmm.
by 20. 26, actually.
The Tigers have just sent a release that there will be a watch party at Comerica Park tomorrow. Doors open at 1:30, first pitch 2:30. $5 tickets, free Little Caesars pizza and Pepsi products for the first 500 fans. A free Tigers Wild t-shirt. Do you think I mean wild card t-shirt? It says free Tigers Tigers in the Wild. My fault. Free Tigers in the Wild t-shirt while supplies last. That's cool. People want to get down there to Comerica. 248-539-9797. Let's go to John in St. Clair Shores. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good. Thank you.
Good. The only comment I made, I'm sure somebody at your station has said this, but there isn't anybody in baseball that wants to play the Tigers. They're very dangerous because they're very unpredictable. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was, I don't know if any of you guys have done this analysis. You mentioned about 300 hitters, et cetera. By position, is there anybody, if you take two guys playing one position, do they accumulatively generate more RBIs, et cetera? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
If you platoon two players, but no. It's hard to do with the outfield because of who is there, but I mean, Carpenter had 57 RBIs, Riley Green had 74. Matt Vierling played all over the place, but played a lot in the outfield. He had 57. I mean, that's, and then you look at Parker Meadows, he had 28. I mean, you total those that's up, incredible. And it's not a ton of RBIs. They didn't start hitting until August.
Yeah, that's true.
And they did. They picked a great time to get hot, and they are constantly picking the right time to come up with big hits. 248. 248-